This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on India and Pakistan to refrain from taking any steps that would affect the status of Kashmir. Stefan Dujarric is the Secretary General's spokesman.
The Secretary General also recalls the 1972 agreement on bilateral relations between India and Pakistan, also known as the Simla Agreement, which states that the final status of Jammu and Kashmir is to be settled by peaceful means in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations.
In an address on television and radio Thursday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised Kashmiris the beginning of a new era as a result of his government's decision to scrap the region's special status and bring it under New Delhi's control. Modi defended revoking the constitutional provision under which Kashmir could make its own laws, saying it had impeded its progress, given rise to terrorism, and was used as a weapon by rival Pakistan to instigate some people. After two mass shootings left 31 people dead last weekend here in the United States, more than 200 mayors are urging the U.S. Senate to return to Capitol Hill and move on gun safety legislation. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a letter to the Senate's two leaders, the mayors urged them to interrupt a long August break and bring senators back to vote on House-passed bills expanding background checks for gun sales. Among those signing the letter, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who said yesterday after President Trump's visit to her city, she'd like to finally see gun control action.
I'm not holding my breath. Too often we just see complete inaction because they're waiting just for time for people to forget.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's been resisting pressure to bring lawmakers back. The president's been privately calling senators while pushing publicly for expanded background checks.
AP's Sagar Meghani. This is VOA News. The way humans use land could be the key to adapting to climate change or the final nail in the planet's coffin. That's according to a landmark climate assessment report from the United Nations. AP's Rita Foley has details.
It's pretty scary. That's a UN climate change official talking who helped write the report. He says he's losing sleep over this. The report says within our lifetimes, the Earth could see food supplies dwindle, water shortages, and wildfires, just to name a few nightmares. French climate scientist Valérie Masson-Delmotte, who chaired one of the working groups, says we are doing this to ourselves.
The way we produce food and what we eat.
The scientists say we could help save the planet from a warmer future if we eat less meat, change the way we grow food, and stop cutting down as many trees. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. government meteorologists say this year's hurricane season might be busier than initially expected. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has details.
Now that the summer's weak El Nino has faded away, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center says the hurricane season looks more active than normal as peak hurricane season begins. Forecasters now expect 10 to 17 named storms with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 2 to 4 major ones. That's a lot more than the May prediction, which was for a normal season. So far, there have been 2 named storms with 1 hurricane. The season runs through November. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Kyrgyz special forces have detained former President Almazbek Atambayev after a security operation that turned violent and left one person dead. Russia's Interfax news agency and Kyrgyz media reported Thursday that Atambayev was detained at his home near the capital of Bishkek after at least one failed attempt. The 62-year-old Atambayev faces 5 counts of criminally abusing his office when he was Kyrgyzstan's president from 2011 to 2017, including corruption, abuse of office, and illegally enriching himself. Atambayev rejects the charges and resisted police attempts to detain him for questioning. 2 people were killed Thursday when a missile engine exploded at a military base in northern Russia. Russia's defense ministry said the blast occurred during a test of a liquid propellant engine at a military base used for missile tests in the northwest Arkhangelsk region. 6 service members and civilian engineers were injured. 2 of them later died. The explosion is the 2nd accident at a Russian military facility in less than a week. An update on Wall Street with all 3 major indices closing in positive territory. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.
V- VOA1.